Do you believe that we are in end times right now, Father Wingate?
Yes. That's why I'm doing this.
How long can that last?
The end times itself?
Yes.
Well, I believe that our country is going to be invaded within the next 4 years. For sure.
Pretty specific.
Yeah. To start off with. I know it could be even this year, but I don't think so. But I know, and I'm firmly convinced, in my opinion, that it's within this next 4 years. From that point on, that the Third World War will then come within 3 years after that.
Are we going to see troop movements? How's this going to happen? I mean, are we going to just wake up one day and find these troops running all over the country?
In our country, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, when the invasion comes, we have many things showing that it's coming. We're going to have Turkey and Greece and all these countries are already getting real nervous with what's going on in Lebanon and Israel.
Sure.
And I've been saying for years that's where it's going to spread to. It's going to spread into Greece and Turkey, and then, bam, it's going to go up into Europe through there.
So we're going to see these signs first.
You will see all of this first. Then there's going to be the assassination of two leaders of Europe, France and Germany. When those two leaders are assassinated, very quickly several other events are going to occur. When that has happened, we will already be involved, our country.
And these are going to be real leaders, though.
I'm talking about the president.
Okay, we can't say, for example, that the...
Some guy down the street got shot and say, okay, that was him.
The Chechen rebel leader, you wouldn't count him as a leader.
Okay. No, it is the lawfully elected president and premier of Germany, president of France and premier of Germany. They will be assassinated. And when that is happening, our country is already in three of these other wars. So we've already been militarily expended.
And you're saying this is going to happen over the next 4 years?
I firmly believe it.
All right.
Okay. When that happens, that's when our country has to try to convince our people to let them continue in these military efforts. That's when they sink that battleship or aircraft carrier in the North Atlantic. Right now, our country, we've seen it in the news all the time,
is trying to open up
relations with Cuba.
Based on vision here, based on prophecy.
Right.
All right.
All of this has nothing to do with what any political analyst may be saying or anything else. Right now, our country is trying to open up relations with Cuba. When that happens, that is part of the predictions that we're coming, that we're coming closer and closer to an invasion. When the two leaders have been assassinated, the Vatican will have been invaded. They will claim the Pope is dead. An aircraft carrier or battleship will be sunk in the North Atlantic. Cuba will have been recognized with political regularities as any other good standing nation. Bam, we will be invaded.
Well, you know, if a few of these don't happen, then one could say the entire prophecy won't occur.
Well, it's not so much that, well, no, they will happen. They will happen, but they may not happen as dramatically as we may individually think that it should. Okay?
Well, explain that.
Okay. Dramatically.
If a couple world leaders are assassinated, that's pretty darn dramatic.
Okay. But at the same time, if you've got a revolt going on in that country, and the president, premier of Germany has been assassinated, and the report is not given any more attention other than here's the revolt going and the premier has been assassinated. This is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Okay?
All right.
It's not like headlines, premier is assassinated.
I think that would be headlines.
It should be, but what I'm talking about is some events will be occurring very quickly and some so close together it will be a little bit difficult to say at what point do we say, okay, and next.
Okay, then when this invasion occurs, where you believe Russian forces, Chinese forces will combine,
right?
I mean, won't we physically see troop movement? I mean, we have been in a pretty fortunate situation where if you're going to see anything, you got to watch your coasts.
Right.
But then Canada will see this before we do if they come that way.
Right.
Mexico if they come that way, which is, you know, possibly the area that this could occur. I mean, we're going to get notice, aren't we?
Well, there's already several divisions of Soviet troops in Mexico.
Or, let me ask you this, do you see in these visions that they're already here, maybe as illegal aliens, maybe as phony citizens?
Some of them are, because one-third of the citizenry around every one of our military installations consists of alien personnel, of the public as alien.
Are they going to just walk in?
A lot of them.
With their guns. Here they come.
No. I didn't get the question. I thought, no, what will happen is, you remember the movie Red Dawn?
I sure do.
Okay, that is almost exactly what is going to happen. They're going to come in on aircrafts, commercial aircrafts, and they're going to...
Parachutes,
and they're going to then have a timeline of where they want to actually land on several of our military bases, so that they can then use our military equipment against us, because we already know how long it takes to get a whole army overseas.
Meanwhile, most of our troops will be out of the country.
That's right. And we will be, our bases will be manned down to the skeleton bone.
Thank God for our armed citizens.
That's right. And thank God for people having their own firearms. And, I mean, we've got people volunteering right now to watch the Arizona-New Mexico border to keep people out, and they're stopping hundreds and hundreds of people a day. The National Immigration Office and the federal marshals have reported as much as 1,500 people a day being stopped. And many of these people are Indochinese, Chinese, North Koreans, and Central American communists.